This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. On this Holy Thursday, Pope Francis celebrated his first Chrism Mass in St. Peter's Basilica.
Misericordias tuas, Domine, in eternum cantabo.
Con gioia celebro la prima messa crismale come vescovo di Roma.
In his homily, the Pope began by expressing his joy over celebrating his first Chrism Mass as the Bishop of Rome, and reminded the clergy present that he would be among them in recalling their priestly ordinations. In fact, some 1,600 diocesan priests, religious, bishops, and cardinals renewed their priestly vows during the morning liturgy in a St. Peter's Pact, too, with hundreds of religious sisters and faithful. This is the Mass in which the Bishop of Rome, like those in other dioceses around the world, blesses the oils which will be used in the sacraments of baptism, confirmation, holy orders, and the anointment of the sick.
L'olio prezioso che unge il capo di Aarone non si limita a profumare la sua persona.
Speaking in Italian for the homily, Pope Francis likened the image of the sacred oil to the kind of selfless evangelical zeal that should characterize the life and work of priests. This precious oil does more than simply lend fragrance, said the Pope. It overflows down to the edges of priestly vestments, anointing the poor, prisoners, and the sick, those who are sorrowing and alone. But this ointment should not be kept in a jar, because it would then become rancid and the heart bitter. He invited priests to go out to the outskirts, where there is suffering, bloodshed, blindness that longs for sight, and prisoners in thrall to many evil masters.
Il buon sacerdote si riconosce da come viene unto il suo popolo.
He suggested that you can tell a good priest by the way his faithful leave Mass, looking as if they have heard good news. People like it, he said, when the gospel we preach touches their daily lives, when it brings light to moments of extreme darkness, to the outskirts where people of faith are most exposed to the onslaught of those who want to tear down their faith.
Le periferie dove il popolo fedele è più esposto.
When people feel the fragrance of Christ through their priest, he said, they feel encouraged to entrust to us everything they want to bring before the Lord. This is a sign, he said, that the anointing has flowed down to the edges of the robe.
Quando siamo in questa relazione con Dio e con il suo popolo,
it is only by going out to the outskirts, to the edges of the robe, that a priest then will experience his own anointing, its power and its redemptive efficacy.
Così bisogna uscire a sperimentare la nostra unzione.
If he seldom goes out of himself, a priest misses out on the best of our people, on what can stir the depths of his priestly heart. He can therefore risk becoming an intermediary or a manager rather than a mediator. A priest, in other words, should be ready to put his own skin and his own heart on the line. These are the priests who earn a warm and heartfelt word of thanks.
L'insoddisfazione di alcuni che finiscono per essere tristi, preti tristi.
Some priests grow dissatisfied and lose heart, he lamented, and become collectors of antiques or novelties.
Invece di essere pastore con l'odore delle pecore.
But the Pope urged them to shake themselves out of this lethargy, to become shepherds living with the smell of the sheep, shepherds in the midst of their flock, and fishers of men. He called on them to resist the threat of the so-called crisis of priestly identity and to put out into the deep and cast out their nets.
E risultano feconde le reti gettate unicamente nel nome di colui del quale non ci siamo fidati.